my God, he injured himself celebrating the UConn victory. And we thought, oh, wow, that's unusual.
Yes. You know,
it's Chaz and AJ in the morning. And then we heard there's two. Mark Ruschek is on. Hey, Mark, sorry to hear about your injury.
That's right. You know, this injury will heal, but that shot will last forever.
That's right.
It's a good outlook on it. That should be a T-shirt.
Spoken like a fan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Print those shirts, man. Nice.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So much like the rest of the state, watching the game, you know, UConn's down the whole game, and here they come fighting back. And that last shot, I mean, just to get the ball, to even have the shot was amazing. Balls in the air and, you know, seeing it go through in a swish of all things, it lost my mind, jumping up and down like crazy, stuck the landing a little too hard.
Oh.
And then felt that pop, but had to try to keep it all in because there was still a little game time left and wanted to make sure that we had that win.
So you were hurt and still watching?
Yeah. Luckily, it was only 4/10 of a second.
They owe you tickets,
yeah,
man.
It was very quick. Yeah, I felt down and I could feel the tendon on my left ankle and did not feel it on my right. So I knew there was something wrong.
Oh, man. And you heard the pop.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Where would you say you're
something at first?
On a 10 scale, where was your pain level?
You know, honestly, pretty low. It got bad as the night went on to maybe like a 5 or a 6. But ever since then, it hasn't really been that bad. I've broken my leg a couple other times, and that was way worse.
Celebrating other teams or
kickball?
Unfortunately, not. Yeah. No, good story there. Once I got hit by a car, but that was about it.
Oh,
man, you need life insurance, dude.
Well, I would, but they won't approve me.
They won't insure him, yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Claim somebody else.
How many people were in the house when this happened? Did you know that you had to go to the emergency room? How did all this go down?
Well, my wife and daughter were out of the house at a volleyball tournament. She plays for Husky Volleyball, so I was rooting for two Husky teams that day.
Right.
It was just me and my son watching, and he's only in fifth grade. So I'm jumping up and down, and then I'm trying to explain to him that I'm going to need some help. So I start calling my mom. My mom drives over to drive me to Harford Hospital.
Yeah, he's too young to drive right now. He's like, I'll do it, Daddy. No, you won't. No,
mom's
you won't.
Saving the day.
Right. God help Lassie.
And when you're at the desk, did you have to explain what happened?
Yeah, so the doctor who was treating me, she came on. Her shift started right after the game, so she was able to watch the whole thing. So I at least had a pretty well-informed conversation with her.
Right.
And she was nice enough to tell me that there's a pretty good cure for this. Apparently, if you rub Duke fans' tears on your wound, it will heal faster.
I got to write that down for next time.
Well, there's plenty of them, so good.
Right.
They are plentiful at this time of season.
Jars of it, man.
We're talking to Mark Ruschek. What's your connection to the team? You're a lifelong fan?
Lifelong fan, and my grandmother was actually, she played for the women's team back in the 1940s. So growing up with her as a diehard fan, I had her ashes with me, and I had this little jar of hers. So she was with me the whole game.
Nice.
Watching.
And
my mom went to UConn. My sister went to UConn. You know, it's a whole family thing. And, I mean, I still remember being young, watching that Leitner shot go in. And so ever since then, I kind of haven't had a fondness towards Duke. So it's good to beat them.
Right. That's beautiful.
That's nice.
See, that's a jump worth screwing yourself up for.
Yes, it is.
That's a history.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, now I completely understand all of this. And man, that's great. So you're not in pain now? Awesome.
Yeah, not in pain. Surgery is scheduled for Wednesday.
Oh.
So just kind of sitting around trying to relax till then.
You know, a lot of people get, a lot of guys get certain surgery procedures done during March because they're going to be sitting on the couch with a bag of peas.
Usually a lot higher. Yeah. Usually a lot higher.
I've had that surgery once, so I know it well.
Did you do it in March?
No, unfortunately, no. I didn't have that experience with it. No.
Did during a game.
Yeah. What's the reaction been? Have friends been reaching out?
Friends have been reaching out. They've been great. This is the support I've been getting from my wife, mother, sister, has been wonderful. a lot of people were reaching out with the news article about the other fella who ruptured his Achilles too.
That's so weird.
And, yeah. Bizarre.
Yeah. So at least I knew I wasn't the only fool who was hopping around getting hurt like that.
I think the camera shot, and I don't know if any news people are working on it, but they should be. It's getting you two sitting in a room together.
Right.
I've been saying we need to rehab together. Him and I will get it done.
Is it the same heel on both of you? Are you left and right?
I saw, I think his was the left, it looked like, and mine's the right.
Well, seem like one injured person.
Because, you're a perfect pair.
Nice.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
This is a... Did you buy any furniture over at Jordan's?
No. But it's funny. My wife does work for Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh,
that's and,
that we know. That we know.
Never mind.
I doubt it.
For those on Long Island who may not know, Jordan's Furniture, a local furniture company, they do this thing with no hitters and Red Sox and...
Yeah, various things.
And they did a... If UConn men and women both get into the finals... Any furniture you buy between this date and that date will be free.
Yeah.
And Phil bought some. How much are you in for this for?
About $3,000. So we just did all the furniture for my son's big boy room. He's 2 years old. He's going to be moving into like a real bed. So we're like, yeah, we got to get it anyway. Nice. Like, let's go take a look. Built a whole brand new room full of new furniture. And they delivered on Saturday. We're like, okay, go here.
Nice. Don't hurt yourself.
Well, Mark, glad you're okay.
Yeah.
And what a great backstory. And
speedy recovery.
Speedy recovery to you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, and go Huskies.
Right. Go Huskies.
Woo. No jogging.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, no jumping for you, Mark. Mark Ruschek injured himself jumping up and down celebrating UConn's win.
Wow.
Do weddings count? I guess that counts.
Yeah.
It's not a sporting wedding. Event, but it's not a wedding.
Celebration.
That whole day is a celebration.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I was on a table... breakdancing.
What'd you break? And,
I plates. Tore ligaments out in my ankles.
In my
right ankle.
Oh.
Yeah, I was doing very good until the table collapsed.
Right. See?
Yeah. And then I thought I was fine. And then my ankle turned into a balloon.
Oh, during the kick line for New York? Ow! 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 Wrong words.
Yeah. It was... That was very painful. That was a painful, painful, painful recovery.
Oh.
But was it open bar? Could you?
Right. Yeah.
It was too open bar. That's why it was. That's why I was on the table.
Right, right. Yeah.
Were you doing like the spin on top of the table?
Popping and locking?
Like the crab walk thing. Hey, right. You throw your arms up.
Yeah. No, it was an interesting move that took the table out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They call it the ouch. Yeah. The ER.
Ruth, did you have someone fall on you?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nice.
It was Game 7, Yankees-Red Sox 2003. Okay, the one with the Aaron Boone walk-off
home run. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
We went down. We just got in the car and just drove down. Obviously couldn't get tickets, but we were across the street. This is the old Yankee Stadium, and they had all the Yankee bars, like stands and all those bars across the street.
Yeah.
So we were watching the game from there. And it reminded me when I was watching that UConn moment, it reminded me of that moment when, you know, he came up and hit the home run and everybody just erupted. People were throwing their drinks up in the air. So, of course, the floor was very slippery. And there was this big guy in front of me, had to be like 6'5" or something. A huge guy slipped, fell right on top of me, brought me to the floor on top of me.
Did he peel you off afterwards?
He's walking around. Where's Ruth?
His Ruth all flat.
She's flat on his back. Stuck to him.
Just peel her off.
I'm under air.
I got to do one of those things, you know, like in the movies, where, like that happens, and I was like, "Oh no!" I was like, "I'm okay."
I'm okay.
It was awesome, and I didn't really get hurt. You know, I didn't have to go to the hospital or anything.
You didn't have to go to the hospital.
No.
Pancaked.
Yeah.
Right. Her voice used to be deeper back then.
That is true. I used to be a lot taller as well.
Diaphragm injury.
Right, yeah.
AJ?
We were watching a game. I forget which one it was. It was a Yankee game. And I got caught up in the moment. And we were at a sports bar. And everybody else got up on their chairs and was like, yeah! So I got up in my chair and went, yeah! And threw my fist in the air, not realizing there was a ceiling fan with a very large bulb on it. So I'm like, yeah! I hit the ceiling fan. The bulb came off. right out of my head. I got a little cut in my ear, which I just, you know, used like napkins. I wasn't going home yet, but I get cut in my ear from the falling globe, and I had to pay for the globe. Oh, yeah. $15, by the way.
Oh, that's funny. They made you pay for it.
Yes, they did. They punched it out. That's why they said.
Teresa in Milford.
How are you?
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I don't know if this is considering celebrating, but this past New Year's Eve, 10 minutes before midnight, I was packing and leaving to go on vacation, so it was a celebration for me.
Right.
And I shattered my ankle and had to have an ankle replacement.
Wow.
Oh, how did you do that?
It had snowed a little bit on New Year's Eve, and I hit literally an 8x8 spot of ice, and down I went.
Wow.
And, of course, at 10 minutes to midnight, nobody's around. I'm screaming to the top of my lungs.
Right. Everybody's celebrating. Yes, that's right. Happy New Year to you.
And no, I was not drinking.
Wow.
I should have been.
So the ball dropped and so did you. Nobody counted it down.
Five, four.
Exactly. You know, my roommate finally came out, called the ambulance, and I ended up 40 days in the hospital on rehab.
Oh,
food.
So no vacation for you.
Damn.
No vacation for me.
Happy New Year to you.
Seriously.
Jeez.
Yeah, nice way to bring the New Year in.
Yeah, you brought it with a bang.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.